to MCE Community Radio, and I'm Bruce Cameron, and this is Come All Ye. Folk music from all over the place, and even a little bit of Americana from John Prine.
Grandpa wore his suit to dinner nearly every day. No particular reason, he just dressed that way. Brown necktie and a matching vest, both his wingtip shoes. He built the closet on our back porch and put a penny in a burned out fuse. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked chemicals, cigarettes, and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level. He shaved even every door and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Well, he used to sing me Blood on the Saddle and rock me on his knee and let me listen to the radio before we got TV. Well, he'd drive to church on Sunday and he'd take me with him too. Stained glass in every window, hearing aids in every pew. Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked chemicals, cigarettes, and hammered nails and planks. He would level on the level, shape even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, called Lincoln won the war. Now my grandma was a teacher. She went to school in Bowling Green. Traded in a milking cow for a Singer sewing machine. Well, she called her husband Mister, and she walked real tall and proud. She used to buy me comic books after Grandpa died. Grandpa was a carpenter. He built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked chemicals, cigarettes, and hammered nails and planks. Put a level on the level. He shaved even every door. Voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
Rapogó csárdás, mikor a cigányok megrészegetnek, isznak, úgy pazag a lábok, mint a dió. Thank you.
music from Hungary, from a very fine fiddle player named Josef Lunka, or perhaps in Hungarian he's Lunka Josef, because they'll put the surname first. Do you really want to know what the track was called, or the tracks? Well, they were Csárdás, I can tell you that. It was a Cigani Csárdások and a Csárda. So the Cigani, I guess, is a gypsy tune. The other Csárda perhaps isn't. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we'll try something a little more predictable for this particular program. This is Jackie Oates, fine singer from the West Country in the UK, with a song from a nice album called Saturnine. You might even know the song.
My sweetheart, come along. Don't you hear the fun song? The sweet notes where the nightingale sing. Don't you hear the fun tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below? As she sings in my sweetheart, don't fail, I will carry your pail all down to the valley below. You shall hear the fun tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below. As she sings in thank you.
Sweet Nightingale, and that apparently is a translation from an old Cornish language song. We heard it there from Jackie Oates and her lovely album Saturnine. On the 22nd of July 2024, John Mayall passed away. John Mayall, not a frequent visitor to this program's playlist, but he turned up occasionally over the years, and he usually had some pretty good musicians with him. And on this occasion, I believe the guitarist might just be Eric Clapton. This is Little Girl.
Beaver cap, sir.
Tuvalu,
The other day, feeling kind of punk, sir. Hitched my cap up to the fence, pitched a good old drunk, sir.
Toorala, fa-la-lay, toorala-la-lay.
I went to town the other day to buy me a cap, sir.
That's a traditional song called Beaver Cap, performed there by the Canal Street String Band, and I think they come from Buffalo, New York. Haven't heard that on any other recordings, but I guess it's been around. Beaver Cap. Their album is called Wahoo. And there's some fun things on that. Before that, we heard from the recently departed John Mayall with Eric Clapton and some other fine musicians. British blues people. A song called Little Girl. A set of fiddle tunes now. This is Hector McAndrew. We'll hear Mills Hills, which is a slow Strathspey. Pipe Major J. Stewart, a march. The Lodge of Glentana, a slow air. And then Gavin McMillan to wind up the set, and it's a reel.
Thank you.
Hector McAndrew. And a fine set of Scottish tunes there, Mills Hills, the Strathspey to start the set, then a march, Pipe Major Jay Stewart, Slow Air, the Lodge of Glentana, and then winding up the set with that good reel, Gavin McMillan. From an album called The Fiddler and His Art, put out by the School of Scottish Studies a long time ago, featuring some fine Scottish fiddle players, not all of them well known, or certainly not as well known as they should be, I fear. Time to introduce you to the featured album, and today our featured album comes from Ireland, the southeast of Ireland, a group called Tulua, T-U-L-U-A. They're a self-described traditional Irish fusion band. And the word Tulua, T-U-L-U-A, means becoming more in Irish. They are from Wexford, Kian O'Grady, he's a multi-instrumentalist, plays things with strings, and also he's into the technology and the recording side of it as well. Kaylee Moran is a very fine fiddle player who has a very good voice as well. We'll hear her in just a moment. Then we have Quivi Moran, who is another multi-instrumentalist and plays harp, concertina and piano. And winding up the quartet is Dermot Murphy, who's pretty well known compared with some of the others in the group anyway. Plays mandolin and other bits and pieces. We'll hear, I think we'll open with a song. The title translates as Molly Cullinan of the Ringlets. It's an old Irish song about love and loss. This is from the featured album called No Coming, No Going, released by the group Tulua in 2023.
think she is for the Miss Orchestra Sea. Molly McGurk,
the first track we'll hear from the featured album, the group Tulua from Ireland, and the album is called No Coming, No Going. It's a self-published album. They're not on a label at this stage, although I'm sure they will be. They're quite a good polished sound. But you can find more about them at tuluamusic.com, T-U-L-U-A-M-U-S-I-C, Tulua Music. That was Molly Cullinan of the Ringlets. Another fine musician who has left us is Happy Traum. Now, I played some music by Happy Traum just a little while ago on the program, and indeed his most recent and sadly final album was the featured album on Come All Ye. But I'll go back a lot further for this one. This is some music he recorded quite a while ago on the label run by Stefan Grossman, which is an excellent album if you like fingerpicking guitar. Here he is with a song that I'm sure you'll know. I'm sure you'll know it because you're very well versed in this sort of thing. This is a song called Fair and Tender Ladies.
our days of courting. When your head lay upon my breast, you could make me believe by the falling of your arms that the sun rose in the summer morning. They'll appear and then they're gone. Happy
Traum with Fair and Tender Ladies. Happy Traum died on the 17th of July 2024. He was assisted there on that track by Patrick Alger on mandolin. Very nice mandolin playing. It was too. The next track comes from Karen Casey. This is a traditional song called Dunlavin Green.
In the year of 1798, sorrowful tale, the truth unto you I'll relate. 36 heroes to the world they were left to be seen. By a false information, they were shot on Dunlavin Green. But look to you, Saunders, for you did their lives betray. You said a parade would be held on that very same day. Drums they did rattle, and our fives they did sweetly play. Surrounded we were, and privately marched away. Quite easy they led us like prisoners through the town. To be shot on the plain, we first were forced to kneel down. Such grief and such sorrow were never before they were seen. When the blood ran in streams down the dikes of Dunlavin Green, the young Matty Farrell, who has plenty of cause to complain. Likewise the two Duffies, who were shot down upon the plain. Young Auntie Brian, his mother distracted, will run for the loss of her darling, her colorful tale, the truth unto you I relate. 36 heroes to the war they were left to be seen. By a false information, they were shot under love and green.
Dunlavin Green from Karen Casey with Kevin Vallely and Donald Shaw on that track from her album Ships in the Forest. You're listening to Come All Ye, and if you'd like to listen to it again, you can tune in at the same time next week. Well, or if you'd like to hear this program again, it's going to be available as a podcast or listen on demand in the near future, as all the programs are these days, all the Come All Ye programs anyway. You can find them either by going to 2mce.org or going to comeallye.com. A couple of clicks and you'll find it. Might even be easier to go to the website of the program, comeallye.com. A little more direct that way. They're usually available within a few days of the program going to air. I'm going to play two tracks by Brian McNeil now from a solo album of his called The Baltic Te Byzantium. And that's a pretty much a concept album. I'm not going to explain the whole concept because he writes a lot about each track, why he wrote it and so on, which is great. Useful if you've got the time and the inclination. We will hear, first of all, well, the title track, The Baltic to Byzantium. That's a song that's a composite of hundreds of realities, he writes. 18th century Scotland, repeatedly riven by war and rebellion, wasn't the easiest of places to make your fortune, but it boasted a determined population of hardy and innovative entrepreneurs who seemed afraid of nothing. Legions of Scottish peddlers and small traders flooded across Europe, literally from the Baltic to Byzantium. And he has a particular interest in this because I think his mother's from Poland, I think. Anyway, we'll hear the Baltic to Byzantium, and then I think I'll play an instrumental because I haven't played an instrumental by Brian McNeil for a long time. It's one called Bothwell. The Earl of Bothwell is the inspiration for the tune. The Earl of Bothwell, who lived from 1534 to 1578, was a brutal opportunist who was Mary, Queen of Scots' last husband. And he may well have forced her into marriage, but that's another story. So, anyway, he ended up in a dungeon, and he didn't have too many friends towards the end. The conditions of his incarceration became worse, and he was just left in this dungeon in Dragsholm Castle on the Danish island of Zealand, where he died in 1578, insane from the callous conditions of his imprisonment. And his mummified corpse, you'll be pleased to hear, is still held in the small nearby church. And only 3 decades ago, it was still on public view. All right, here's the Baltic to Byzantium, followed by Bothwell, from Brian McNeil.
Well, my father was a soldier, pay the parish over now. Would fain have seen me listed in the gallant 42. But there's more to life than drummer fife for a Highland lad to know. So I took ship at Peterhead, bound for the Lowlands low. And I fell in with a merchant lad to the town of Armentier, who promised me an honest fee to help him guard his wares. And if I'd go with him to Danzig and the plains of Muscovy, there'd be the Baltic and Byzantium to see. I bought and sold the Swedes and Poles for a stock table wine. It was heights for corn and cups of horn, salt for Spanish wine. And when the armies passed me by, well, I always raised my glass. For there's many's a sojourn laddie buys a trinket for his lass. And he answered the call of him in the port of Amsterdam, when a fiddler laddie played the airs of Scotia for a dram. But the other call was strong enough to turn me frae the shore, for the Baltic and Byzantium once more. In Rome they stole my horses, in Prague they stole my kit, and on the bonny banks of Istria, well, a lassie stole my hurt. I better teach me 20 words by all the Brodnik's wars. By the time she taught me 40, had enough to plead my cause. I asked her if she never dreamed different hearts to see, or to make a life as honest wife, they a lad appears like me. And when her father tried to reason her, a richer man to find, I said the Baltic and Byzantium were mine. Sit the winter lang, the bairn's about my knee. And if you can't show me the man way, a better life than me. But there's times I sit and I wonder, and the thoughts that fill my mind are tides and trades and bargains made, and roads I've yet to find. So perhaps I'll rise right early, and I'll saddle up my mare, and on our back lay a peddler's pack where the best of Scotia's wears. And I'll set out with a good will by mountain and by glen, to see the Baltic and Byzantium again.
That's Bothwell from Brian McNeil. And before that, the title track from his album, The Baltic Te Byzantium. Another one now from the featured album. I've kind of left it behind a little bit. We're more than halfway through the program. So, well, here's a song called The Rambling Boys of Pleasure. Once again, the featured album is called No Coming, No Going by the Irish band Tulua. I might even play an instrumental from them straight after this, just to sort of catch up with what I'm supposed to be doing with them. Rambling Boys of Pleasure, then an instrumental set.
Ye rambling boys of pleasure, give ear unto these lines I write. Although I am rambling, I take great delight. I cast my mind on a handsome girl, who oftentimes she does me slight. My mind is never easy until down by yon flary gardens, where me and my true love do meet, I took her in my arms, and unto her gave kisses. She bade take love easy, just as the leaves fall from the tree. But I, being young and foolish, with my own true love could not agree. Second time that I met my love, I thought that her heart was surely mine. But as the season changes, my darling girl has changed her. I was in Belfast town, and my true love along with me, and money in my pocket to keep her in good company.
bigger to be plenty. A flowing glass on every side. Hard fortune would ne'er daunt me, for I am young and the world is wide.
there we have it, another one from the featured album. Well, we heard two, actually. We heard a song, first of all, The Rambling Boys of Pleasure, which may be a Northern Irish song, not sure about that. Then a set of tunes, The Bellman, composed by Kian O'Grady, who's in the band, Erin Gabrah, composed by Johnny O'Leary, and third one there, if winding up the set, Aaron's Key by Paul Roche. They write about the instrumental set. We made this set in an attempt to show the progressive journey music can have. The Bellman was written by Kian after meeting a man with a bell in a tree who was letting it ring through the valley. That's from Tulua, the featured album on the program today.
Prithee, be gone from me. Be gone, dull care. You and I will never agree. Long time you have been sitting here. I fear you would me kill. But faith, dull care, you never will get your will.
Be gone, dull care. Take that. That's from an interesting album called Strange Histories by the English singer James Raynard. He's not sure about the age of that song, beyond Be Gone, Dull Care. Certainly popular in the 18th century, but it may be older. And the tune is possibly a version of a tune called Queen's Jig, which can be found in Playford's Dancing Master, if one is so inclined to look for it. Next on Come All Ye, a song written by Cyril Tawney, who was an English seafarer. The song is called Sammy's Bar, in brackets, The Last Boats Are Leaving. It's a rather cryptic song, slightly weird. And it's set in, I think, Valletta in Malta. There's a reference to haul away the Daiso, and the Daiso is a small boat that they use, possibly still, in Malta. But if that word sounds a bit odd, then that's what it is. It's a boat. This is a group called the New Golden Ring. Lots and lots of people in this group, though. It was a real movable feast put together by the late, great Sandy Payton, who ran the record label Folk Legacy. in Connecticut. With lots of people singing on this, I won't give you all their names, but by the end of the song, you should be able to sing along with the chorus. Sammy's Bar. Yes, that's a group called Devilish Mary. Used to tread the boards in, I guess, the early part of the 21st century, including some very good singers, mostly based in Melbourne, I think. That was Wild Rose of the Mountain. Before that, Sammy's Bar. Intriguing song, isn't it? If you manage to follow the narrative, it's a bit sluggish there in the verses, but you get the idea of the story and the sort of revenge thing going on. Off to Asturias now. This is a group called Changres and the title track from one of their albums called Es Nalar. group from Asturias called Fiangres, and title track from an album called Esnalar, which I think means flying. Google Translate also tells me it could mean to sniff, but I don't think that's right. But I do know there's a restaurant in Oviedo in Asturias called Esnalar, or Restaurant Esnalar, if that helps. Possibly not. Here is Lewis Killen, before he became Louisa Killen. This is a track called the Anti-Gallican, not Galician, the Anti-Gallican Privateer.
The Anti-Gallican safe arrived on board the forward speed. Well, I shall soon be fit to sail away. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away, haste away, haste away. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away. For gold will sail the ocean, or from Britain's isle to the French shore. No ships from us shall run away. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away, haste away, haste away. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away. These Spaniards, through their cunning knaves, will take the ships and make them slaves. Till walls declared will never stay. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away, haste away, haste away. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away. Our country calls us all to arms, to keep us safe from French alarms. Then let us all her voice obey. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away, haste away, haste away. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away. When we are rich, then home we'll steer and enter shields with many a cheer, to meet our friends so blithe and gay. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away, haste away, haste away. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away. To Charlotte's Head, then let's repair, we'll be received with welcome there. We'll enter then without delay. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away, haste away, haste away. To the Anti-Gallican, haste away.
Never heard that song anywhere else, but that's Lewis Killen, the Anti-Gallican Privateer. An album called Northumbrian Garland. His accent gives that away, doesn't it? You're listening to Come All Ye, another one now from the featured album. This is a set of tunes they call Kick the Stick. Jimmy Ward's favourite, Doreena's Fancy, and Third Eyed Baby. They write, one of our first sets to play as a band was this set. It's changed several times to finally settle on this. To close the gate after practice, we were told always to kick the stick on the way out.
Thank you. tanto bella come lei.
From an album of folk music from the Piedmont area of northern Italy, that was La Chiappa Russa with La Fanciulla Rapita, which I think means the kidnapped girl. This is the Cropper Lads from a slightly confusingly named band, Morcan Causley. There was a band called Morcan, and there is a person named Jim Causley, and they got together and became Morcan Causley.
Cropper lads of high renown who love to drink strong ale that's brown. We'll strike each lofty tyrant down with hatchet, pike and gun. Oh, the proper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. With lusty stroke the shearfanes broke, the proper lads for me. What though the specials still advance, and soldiers nightly round us prance? The proper lads still lead the dance with hatchet, pike and gun. Oh, the proper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. With lusty stroke the shearfanes broke, the proper lads for me. By night when all is still and the moon is hid behind the hill, the proper lads still do their will with hatchet, pike and gun. Oh, the proper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. With lusty stroke the shearfanes broke, the proper lads for me. Still shall lead the van. Stop him who dares.
Stop him who
dares. Press forward every gallant man with hatchet, pike and gun. Oh, the proper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. With lusty stroke the shearfanes broke, the proper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. With lusty stroke the shearfanes broke, the proper lads for me.
To the pretty girl.
Voice of Kate Rusby there from her album simply called Ten. And that was The Wild Goose. Let me see. I'll play one more track before a final track from the featured album. This is Len Graham with a song about a bluting.
Town and he courted a girl when he was young. A young man lived in Belfast town and he courted a girl when he was young. He asked her for a fever bright that he might sleep with her all night. Right, white follow doodle light o' day, right, white follow doodle light o' day. This fair maiden she give consent and straight up to her room she went. This fair maiden she give consent and straight up to her room she went. And in the room there was a chair, and under the chair was a crockery ware. Right, white follow doodle light o' day, right, white follow doodle light o' day. The young man he got up in the night, looking for his heart's delight. The young man he got up in the night, looking for his heart's delight. His foot did slip, I do declare, and he tumbled into the crockery ware. Right, white follow doodle light o' day, right, white follow doodle light o' day. The old woman she got up in the night and she ran upstairs with a candle light. The old woman she got up in the night and she ran upstairs with a candle light. She says, young man, what do you there a breaking all my crockery ware? Right, white follow doodle light o' day. Right, white follow doodle light o' day. Young man would pay the pen, £9 with the crockery ware, and £9.10 for the damn old chair. Right, white follow doodle light o' day, right, white follow doodle light o' day. Come all you wild and rambling sparks that love to wander in the dark. Come all you wild and rambling sparks that love to wander in the dark. Don't bang your shins against the chair, upset the old woman's crockery ware. Right, white follow doodle light o' day, right, white follow doodle light o' day.
Yeah, well, not quite about ablutions, but you get the idea. That's Len Graham and the crockery ware. So thank you for your company today. Of course, as always, I leave you with a set of tunes called The Cabin Reels. This is probably the best known two tunes on this album by Tulua. Featured album today, No Coming, No Going. This is the Gravel Walks and the Red-Haired Lass. Until next time, stay warm. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.